This is your classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and this week the budget is all the talk, and the government seems to be playing up the focus on jobs, 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 but is there any more to it? I'm joined this morning by Matt Grudenhoff from the, he's a senior economist with the Australia Institute. How are you this morning, Matt?
G'day, Jordan.
So I guess what's your take on the budget so far?
Well, the budget seems like an enormous missed opportunity. They said that it was all about jobs, 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 but then they've done it in entirely the wrong way. Their tax cuts mostly go to high-income earners, and we know that particularly during recession, high-income earners save most of any additional income. So, and stimulus saved is stimulus wasted. It doesn't go into the economy, it doesn't increase demand, and it doesn't increase employment, which is the whole point of stimulus.
Of course, the people most likely to spend money are the people with less money, and unfortunately, JobSeeker has been cut recently. Is this going to impact on the economic recovery of Australia?
Yeah, I think it will. There wasn't much for low-income earners in this budget. There was some. A number of welfare recipients, like age pensioners, will get $500, and that is unlikely to be saved. That'll get spent in the local economy. But you know, the big ticket items, the tax cuts, the handouts to business. Well, during a recession, when you're worried about keeping your doors open, you're not going to rush out and invest. If you're worried about even just making your payroll. So again, this is not likely to be hugely stimulatory, and therefore is not likely to create a lot of jobs.
And the government talking up a financial incentive to hire younger workers. What's your first thoughts on this? Because the government, of course, very proud of themselves for this one, but it's not quite what it seems.
Yeah, it isn't quite what it seems. It's a good idea, and I'm glad that the government is thinking about younger workers. Younger workers have been disproportionately impacted by this recession, and it's good that they're thinking about it. But this really needs some fine-tuning. The concern is that basically people won't will sack older workers to hire younger workers to get this subsidy, and also that because it's time-limited and it'll run out, employers can simply get rid of workers once the subsidy runs out. So I think it needs some more thought, but points to the government for actually thinking about younger workers.
So when it comes to, I guess, giving older workers the sack in place for, I guess, cheaper to employ younger workers, isn't that wouldn't that be a case for the Fair Work Commission if someone is unfairly terminated because of their age?
Yeah, absolutely, and it's probably something that the Fair Work Commission needs to keep a close eye on, because we're particularly worried if that started happening, at a wide scale. The other group that this may well help is people going out, farmers trying to get their fruit picked. So that's obviously a short-term kind of work, and at the moment they're having trouble because of the fact that fruit pickers are paid so little. That's the reason we get foreigners in from countries that don't pay as much to do it. So rather than sort of increasing their wages, it seems that this might help them basically have the taxpayer fund some of those wages to pick fruit.
And leading into the budget, from what I saw, economists didn't rank income tax cuts as a high priority. Why do you think the government has made it such a priority in their budget?
I think it's mostly because that's what they're locked into. I mean, budgets are ultimately about choices, and how to generate jobs is really only limited by your imagination. And unfortunately, I think what this budget highlights is how little imagination the government has. They think that tax cuts are good, and it doesn't matter what the problem is, tax cuts are the right thing. Before the last election, when the government was predicting that the economy would grow really, really well, their diagnosis for that was to give us tax cuts. Now that the economy is doing poorly, their diagnosis is to give us tax cuts. They don't really have anything in their toolbox, it would appear, apart from this. And that's really disappointing, because economists know that tax cuts, particularly during recessions, don't stimulate the economy well at all.
Of course, tax is a way that the government brings money into the government. And so is this cutting off their own income stream?
Well, yeah, in the long run, these tax cuts are permanent, effectively. So they will permanently lower how much revenue the government is able to collect. And the fear is that the government, you know, announcing tax cuts today will be the first one saying that, you know, services like healthcare, services like education are unaffordable and unsustainable. And what they really mean is we handed out big tax cuts a while back, and now we can't balance our budget without cutting services.
Well, it's I guess we'll have to see just how much gets through Parliament when the budget is voted on. But thank you so much for your time this morning, Matt.
Thanks for talking with me, Jordan.
That's Matt Grudnoff with the Australia Institute Senior Economist on your Classic It's Breakfast.